Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about responsibility. Do you take responsibility for your words and actions? Where do you not own your life and blame others? How are you disempowering yourself by not taking responsibility? In this month's bonus episode, learn how to be more responsible where it matters.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Today's episode was inspired by my German heritage. If you listened to the bonus last month, I talked about obligation. The German heritage is right up there with responsibility. It's also something that my parents hammered into my head. You take responsibilities for your actions. And it was also inspired because I'm the one that handles making appointments, scheduling things, and we need to have our gutters clean. And I haven't been able to find someone that gets us on a schedule and just comes and get it done. It's kind of crazy. And I have so much to do. It's one of those things I just want to delegate, set it, and forget it. So anyway, I've been looking for a new gutter person. And as my father taught me, I always get three quotes. And I want to pay fair price for a good job. I want to pay people what they're worth. But I get people three quotes because I want to see, okay, you know, if you're really high or really low, I'm probably going to go with the middle person, or if roughly the same, then I can pick someone based maybe if they were a veteran, for example. Anyhow, I was getting quotes and I responded back to one man and I said, hey, thank you for your time. I just wanted to let you know you're more than double the other quotes. And so he wrote me back and said, well, ask them if they have workers' compensation or insurance or something. And so then that got me thinking, because I thought, well, if I hire you to do a job and you come and fall off my roof, I'm responsible because you didn't do your job properly. I come from a family of attorneys. I'm a huge Law and Order addict. When I retire, I'm going to watch all 20 episodes from the beginning. That's one of my life goals. Anyhow, so these are just things that I find interesting and like to think about. And so I was thinking about that and I thought, well, is that true? If you, you know, I have to own responsibility. In almost 9 years, almost 10 years of work, my 10-year anniversary next year, I have broken one thing on the job doing organizing and decluttering. I owned it. I lucked out. Now, this wasn't a hoarding situation, but there was a lot of clutter and I just tripped. Life happens. There was just so much. I tripped. So what did I do? I replaced it. Kind of an easy answer there. I own it because it was my clumsy feet. So just was thinking about that in the gutter and I thought, well, you know, then you're not really being responsible. And I can't believe that you'd have a business and if something happened like that, that it would be the house's fault. But again, we live in America, right? So you can sue for everything or anything, I should say. There has been, however, another reason why I wanted to do this episode, and it's been a learning curve for me about not taking responsibility when it isn't mine, not taking on responsibility for others, and not letting others slide when they haven't been responsible for something I needed to do them or something that involved me. Why don't we take responsibility? I often talk about how we have a choice. And in every moment, we're choosing. We're constantly choosing throughout the day, whether or not we're aware of that or acknowledge it. When we don't like our choices, we may be prone to not taking responsibility. I have been grieving about something, and I made a conscious choice. We made a choice as a couple, and it didn't work out as we had hoped. Can't blame anyone else for that choice. When we don't like our choices, it's easy peasy to blame others instead of owning it. It also allows us to feel like a victim. And for a long time, I believe I felt like a victim. I wasn't aware of it until my brother was like, you see yourself as a victim. And that was kind of my wake-up call. 15, 20 years ago, whatever it was. And we have this, I think, warped sense that playing the victim gets us things, it makes us feel good. I'd say when it's your comfort zone or you're used to doing it and you're not aware, completely get why people are doing that. But actually, when we're in that victim mode, that's going to cause us to most likely not take action. We're going to moan and groan, but not do anything about it. And that's disempowering us. And it can be a downward spiral. So if being a victim is in your comfort zone, I'm going to encourage you to get out of that, because then you can become empowered. Kind of reminds me of what I call the donut. It might feel good when I eat it, but I don't feel so good within a half an hour. So it's kind of when you blame others or you're in that victim mentality, it might feel good. It might allow you to feel self-righteous. It might allow you to feel comfortable, whatever it is. But then down the road, it doesn't feel so good. Why else may you not take responsibility? Maybe you're a perfectionist and don't want to own that you made a mistake. And again, I believe that a mistake isn't something bad. It's just saying, okay, time to course correct. This didn't work. What else can we try? Or maybe you grew up in a really rigid household and would get in trouble if you made a mistake, and therefore you want to shirk responsibility. Oh, if I don't own it, then I can't get in trouble. And again, you know, they say our personalities are pretty much formed. I can't remember if it's 2 or 3 or if it's something later like 7, but if that's your environment as you grew up, you can understand, be compassionate with yourself while you might want to shirk responsibility for this. But now is time, you're an adult, the past is in the past, let's own it and take responsibility. Perhaps it's something huge and you may feel overwhelmed or feel like you don't have the skill set to do it. Well, we're getting ready to get our house on the market, looking to sell it, and there are days like, I don't want an adult. I don't want to think about a mortgage. I don't want to sign adult papers because I'm a little bit overwhelmed. So I have to own responsibility for whatever we end up choosing, along with Tony, of course. Chop it down into manageable steps. If you have to learn a skill, then figure out how to do that. Sometimes when we have to take responsibility, it can be scary because it's something unknown, and the unknown scares us. I used to hate change. I'm still not a huge fan of it, but I'm a lot better than I used to be. But it's because I didn't know what's going to happen. And pop myself in the future. What if? Instead of being present and working on what I could control. Easier to blame someone else, right? Pure and simple. It takes no effort. My nephew Max turned 12 and I did a little birthday video for him. Tony and I and the cats did, because we weren't going to be able to be there and wheeling with them. And in the video, I was talking about 2 things that I really admired about Max. And one, Max at 12 has a zest for life that is incredible. He's been like this. He was born early, and I'm convinced it's because he just couldn't wait to start his life. And I've only met one other person who has that zest. And the other thing about Max is at 12, he has an innate kindness and a kindness and a maturity that blows me out of the water at 12. So anyway, when I was telling him about this and saying how much I admired his kindness, I said, you know what, Max, anyone can be mean. It's easy to be mean. It's harder to be kind. And that's kind of the same principle here. It's easier to blame someone. It's a lot harder to take ownership. When we don't take responsibility, we give our power away. Think about a time in your life when you didn't own something. How did that disempower you? Were there any consequences? I have a friend that struggles financially, and it's always been someone else's fault. His parents not teaching him, college not preparing him, the stock market, whatever. There's always an excuse. He was given an opportunity to buy a property. He had never owned before, and you know, it was someone else's fault for not teaching him, how do you own a property? How do you do that? He didn't buy the property, and then the market went through the roof. It probably cost him at least $250,000. Probably not the best example, but and I thought it would be at least an okay one to illustrate. Okay, don't take responsibility, because all throughout his life, there were opportunities. Take a class, look for a mentor, read a book, listen to a podcast. You could do any of those if you haven't purchased a home. There are free seminars for first-time home buyers. So instead of taking action and responsibility, saw himself as a victim and then missed out on potentially $250,000.
Paid late fees because you can't find your bills? Child miss out on a field trip because of a lost permission slip? Missing out on reimbursements because you can't find your receipts? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
How do we take responsibility? Build your self-esteem. If you feel like a victim, that's what you'll create. You're disempowered when you come from a victim stance. Take steps to feel better about yourself, and you'll naturally take more responsibility for your life. There are lots of ways you can build your self-esteem. Ask others to share what they love about you. Write down all the awesome qualities that you have. Work with a coach or therapist. Check out your self-talk. Make sure you're talking positively about yourself. Give yourself the praise you seek. Absolutely love this. I was inspired because I wrote something on Facebook and someone said, I am giving myself what I seek from others. How dependent are you on the love and praise of others? I think social media has done a complete number on us, and I'm wondering when it's going to reach the peak, at least perhaps for some of us of a certain age, because we become addicted to the use. We become addicted to the like. We become addicted to how many followers we have. One of the big aha moments I had before I met my husband was that only I could make myself happy. I could have someone that could enhance that, but I couldn't look to my husband to fulfill my happiness. I had to own that and be responsible for whatever I felt or whatever I needed in my life. And that was a big aha moment for me. So now I know I don't blame my husband, get upset if I'm not happy. It's like, okay, what do I need to change? He can support me on that, but ultimately it comes down to me to give myself what I need. How can you praise yourself? How can you tell yourself, good job? How will you celebrate yourself? Own how you choose to live your life. Empower yourself. As my father said to me, I will support you as long as it isn't unethical, immoral, or illegal. I think that's a pretty good guideline to go by. If you desire to be an artist and come from a family of accountants, go for it. You control your life with this. Build your confidence and esteem as you make the choices that support your life. I had a friend who was married to a man that did not want to become an attorney, but his parents wanted him to become an attorney. And this day, sadly, I think they still control him and have too much influence. But anyway, he didn't want to go to law school, went to law school, got a job after he finished law school at a big corporation, which I shall not name. And then after being miserable for years, finally had the guts to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to do what I want in my life. And he is now, I don't want to share what that is in case someone is listening, but he is now doing something that makes him happy. But he spent years, I mean, law school is not easy. That's 3 years of really intense work. And then spending 4 or 5 years, that's 8 years of his life. And then if you look, well, college prep and doing certain things for law school, taking tests and all that, he spent a huge chunk of his life living someone else's dream. Own your life. Become proactive. That's why I have take actions at the end. When you take action, you're being responsible and moving forward instead of hanging out in your head wishing things were different. If you take actions, you're going to have to own it and be responsible. Quit the blame game. I am watching now. My mom got me addicted to The Crown. I really like it. I think it's extremely well acted. They just have a couple seasons and they're coming out with a third next year. And there's one moment when Queen Elizabeth is really annoyed with her mother because she felt like her mother did not prepare her with a proper education for the things that matter. Now, if I don't know if you're listening and you know English history, but the one guy gave up the throne for Wallace Simpson, the American divorcee. So Queen Elizabeth's father, King George, I don't know, I can't remember, fifth, sixth, whatever he was. Anyway, so he became king, but that wasn't part of the plan. He was the younger brother, right? Have an heir and a spare. So Elizabeth and her sister were raised at that time. What did you teach women? You taught women how to have tea, all those kind of things, and high society, which they're expected to be married and be mothers and not really think. Well, she is now the Queen of England and has to have all these conversations with the Prime Minister. She's involved in all that. I didn't realize until watching The Crown how much the Queen was involved and consulted about things. So my point is, after she blamed her mom and got really upset with her, she became proactive. She hired a professor to tutor her. So she had that moment, I'm going to blame, and then like, okay, I'm the queen here. I got to take action and do something. And so she did. So stop blaming others. Acknowledge when you make a mistake and apologize. No one's perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. We're going to hurt people even if we don't mean to. And don't do the fake apology. I'm sorry you feel that way. When you've messed up, own it, apologize, and move forward. We all probably know someone who doesn't like to adult, but acts like a child and never wants to own that they did something wrong. Don't be like that person. You make a mistake, you learn from it, and you move forward. Control what you can. What others do is about them. How you respond is about you. You blow up at your coworker, that's on you. This also means not owning responsibility that isn't yours. This was a learning curve for me because I felt responsible for a lot of people and people that weren't my problem. Own yours and empower others to own theirs. I used to be the peacemaker in my family. It used to bother me if people were upset at each other, and I felt like it was my job to smooth things over, get everyone on the same page, have everyone happy. First of all, it was exhausting. But then I'm like, what are you doing? You know better than this. And so I own myself, but let them have at it. And it isn't crazy. Just, you know, people get upset at each other, blah, blah, blah. And there's something right now, I'm like, not my monkey, not my circus. So I focus on what I can control and what I'm responsible for, and I don't worry about others. Be present. When we're in the present, it's easier to be aware of what we're doing and take control and responsibility. It's a little harder for in the past or the future all the time. I talked a moment ago about the unknown and not knowing change and how my mind would just automatically go to what if, how, blah, 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 and that crazy hamster spinning. But I come back to the present, then all of that goes away. And then I can take action. Then I can be aware. And finally, know yourself. Recognize your weaknesses and strengths. A responsible person acknowledges their achievements and owns where he or she needs to work on and continues to grow as a person in all areas of his or her life. Practice self-reflection on a regular basis. If you're watching this video or listening to this podcast, you're doing it. These episodes give you different areas to examine and do some reflection and then take action. Continue to know yourself. I used to think that it was a straight line, right? Like, okay, I start here and then I'll be enlightened by, you know, age 60 or whatever. Not happening. I'm always going to be growing and always, hopefully, continue my path of knowing myself and doing more reflection and is clearing as much of my inner clutter as possible. If you need a little more support, check out these episodes from 2018. Number 250 in June, Knee-Jerk Reactions. Also from June, number 247, Whose Voice Is That? The May Awareness episode, Autopilot. From April, episode 239, The Glass Is Overflowing. Also from April, number 236, be the change you wish to see. And finally from 2018, in February, episode 225, you talking to me? From 2017, check out these episodes. Number 217, in December, year-end review. In October, episode 207, what's your baggage? Also the bonus from October, physician, heal thyself. And finally, from 2016, the September bonus, victim mentality, how to stop being a victim. And I promise I'm going to do another episode on being a victim because that was shot, gosh, a couple years ago. And I think that was from when I first did kind of the pre-podcast before officially doing it. So I want to definitely do another one because I think it's such an important subject to talk about. Take actions from today's podcast. Figure out when and where you tend not to take responsibility. Recognize why you don't take responsibility. Quit blaming others and own your life. Create a plan to build your self-esteem if you need to. Control what you can and let the rest go. Own your weaknesses and recognize your strengths. Take responsibility. On our next episode, we're talking about how to create a successful relationship. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.